Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for May 4th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown, or overview, if you will, of all of the biggest Google-related stories that we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. So we now have a slew of more Pixel 4a camera samples from the same source as part of a video released today. Of particular note are the night sight and astrophotography samples. Software zoom is shown in 1x, 3x and 8x increments, and they're also particularly impressive since this phone actually does lack the Pixel 4's telephoto lens. The video also showcases the single lens portrait mode, which is pretty solid given that this is a pre-release device running the current Google Camera 7.3 build and not the likely 7.4 build shipping with the Pixel 4a. A Google Photos gallery with full resolution imagery has been shared by the guys over at XDA, while it is worth noting out that the Sony IMX363 is the rear camera sensor on the Pixel 4a in another repeat appearance from the Pixel 3, 3a and the Pixel 4. In response to its phones being more expensive than ever, OnePlus has been expected to debut a spiritual successor to its OnePlus X in the upcoming OnePlus Z or Z. Now a pretty reliable tipster claims that the OnePlus Z will arrive with Qualcomm's Snapdragon 765G processor. Previously it was reported that the OnePlus Z, aka the OnePlus 8 Lite, as we knew at the time, would ship with the MediaTek Dimensity 1000 processor. That probably would have been fine in terms of performance, battery life and the like, but Qualcomm of course is the king of Android for a reason, and that's not just because they have a monopoly on chipsets. The Snapdragon 765G is a lesser processor compared to the 865 found in the OnePlus 8, but that comes with a couple of advantages too. For one, the chip itself is less costly compared to the 865. It's a slight dip in power too, but it might result in better overall battery life. One of the biggest advantages though is that the 756G has a 5G modem built into the chip itself, meaning OnePlus doesn't have to pay extra for Qualcomm's X55 modem, and therefore we end up with a lower price, or hopefully. The Google Messages app has just passed 1 billion downloads on the Google Play Store. It's not uncommon for a Google-made app to hit this total, but for Google Messages it is significant because the SMS app still isn't the default on all Android phones as yet. We're not entirely sure why it has proved so popular, but we would imagine it's because of the clean interface, regular updates, and potentially the biggest reason might be that Messages does support RCS messaging in several regions, independent of carriers. That, of course, is a huge upgrade over SMS or standard SMS for users that undoubtedly want extra features when they're messaging. Over the years, Google has become infamous for creating and then killing messaging apps, as well as putting out messaging into apps that maybe or may not find it useful, like in YouTube, for instance. Now, Google is preparing to launch messaging in yet another app, Google Stadia. Right now, there is two ways to talk to your friends while playing Google Stadia: through the game's built-in voice chat or through Stadia's own cross-game party voice system. If you want to just send a friend a quick message, perhaps just to see when they want to play, you'll need to be able to reach them through another messaging application. In Stadia version 2.16, which arrived on the Play Store this week, our APK Insight team dug in to see just what Google is planning for the next streaming service update. Among other details like more Android TV preparations and the ability to share your captures, we discovered numerous references in the app's code to messages and chat. Considering many, if not most, Stadia players already have the app installed on their mobile phones, it would make sense for Stadia's messaging capabilities to launch there. That said, things still appear to be in an early state, and therefore don't expect Stadia's chat or messaging capabilities to launch anytime soon. And finally, you may remember that last week that Google announced the highly awaited ability to control your sensitivity of smart speakers using the Hey Google Hot Words. As of today, the new setting is more widely available for first and some third-party assistant speakers and smart displays. Google's answer to this problem is letting you customize how sensitive each device is to picking up your hot words. Increasing the sensitivity will make your device more likely to hear that hot word, which is of course useful in noise environments, while lowering that hot word sensitivity is recommended for those that have too many accidental activations by phrases that sound similar to Hey or OK Google. The latter setting also doubles as a privacy feature on top of that. There are two ways to access the Hey Google sensitivity. On Android, you can visit the Google app, head to the More tab, Settings, Google Assistant, Assistant tab, and then there is a new Hey Google sensitivity option. Another option is opening up your device on the Google Home app, clicking the settings gear in the top right corner, and then scrolling down to the more section. From here, you can tweak your sensitivity settings until your heart's content. So that was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast available every Wednesday.